The word for today is thoughts about the Bible, part two. In Psalm 119 and verse 89, we read, "Your word is settled in heaven." God's word must be a settled issue in your life. Heaven is the supreme court. When it rules on a matter, it's settled. Now, since God's word is a settled issue in heaven, the question is it a settled issue in your life? Jesus said in Mark 13, verse 31, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." The Bible never needs updating. It's perfect and can't be improved upon. That's why Jesus instructs you to let his words remain in you, John 15, verse 7. In other words, program your mind with the scriptures. How do you do that? 1. Give it permanent residence, not visitor status. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, it says in Colossians 3, verse 16. Take it in richly, meaning copiously and abundantly. Call it Operation Saturation. Read the Bible, meditate on it, speak it out loud, yes, and even sing its words. Teach them to each other and sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. 2. Keep it before you at all times. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1, verse 8. Talk it out. Think it out. Walk it out. You say, "But my memory doesn't retain things too well." No problem. Jesus said, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will remind you of everything I have said to you." John 14, verse 26. As you meditate on God's word, the Holy Spirit will come to the aid of your less than perfect memory. And that's the word for today on UCB.